So if somebody is eating meat and they think it's approved in their religion, so is it sin or is it not sin? We can have, in one of the principles in the Vedic, in the Bhagavatam in general, is that morality is not just categorical, it is contextual. That means morally this is right, this is wrong, these are not simply rigid categories. They are categories also, but there are contexts also. Say speaking lies is wrong. But then if say mad mob is chasing a friend of ours and that person comes to our house, please save me. And that person, we get them to hide in our basement or somewhere. And the mob knocks on our door. Is he here? Should I speak the truth? If I speak the truth, he will be killed. So, in this case, speaking truth will be causing harm. So I should not speak the truth at that time. So what is right and what is wrong, it's not just categorical, it's also contextual. So why I'm giving this point is that sin is what is sinful and what is not sinful is also not just categorical, it is also contextual. So for example, it is said that in the Tamas, even in Vedic path also, in the those who worship the goddess, they eat meat, they offer a goat and then they eat meat. And that's considered part of their worship. Now, are they sinning? If you use sin in the absolute sense, yes, that killing will have its consequences. But in the religion, they are unable to eat meat. So at the very least, what is happening? That they are worship of the goddess. For the while eating meat as a part of the worship of the goddess, they are regulating the eating of the meat at least accordingly. So then, from the level where they are elevated. So they would have eaten meat wantonly and knowing done no piety. Now at least they are doing some piety and eating meat in a regulated way. So in that sense, you could say that from where they are steps upward. Now whether they are going to go all the way to transcendence, well, unlikely. So similarly, if in somebody's religion, meat eating is allowed, or that's what they think, and they are eating meat. Well, if overall they are living piously, at least more piously than otherwise, they have been, then that is good for them. They can be treated. Now, just like in our tradition also, if somebody is practicing tamasic religion, at least they are rising from tamasic to rajoguna, from the mode of ignorance to the mode of passion. Now, if they can practice and rise towards transcendence, that's much better. But if they can't, then at least they are right from where they are, and that is also appreciated. So, na buddhi bhedam janayed agyanam karma yakanginam josheyet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samachara. Don't disturb the minds of ignorant people, just engage them so that they can be elevated from where they are. That's 3.26 in the Gita. So, we don't have to become judgmental with people about, you are eating meat, so therefore you are bad. No, if they are practicing according to their faith, that's good. And there are many Christians, for example, who practice vegetarianism and advocate vegetarianism. If you see, even in the Indian tradition, it is that when Buddhism started spreading, Buddhism actually started creating the ethos of vegetarianism. Because Buddha said, no, you should not eat meat. And then, even in the Hindu sacrifices, where sometimes there was animal yajna, pashu yajna done. So, as a response to that, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, they said actually there is no need to do Pashu Yajna. What you can do is, you can create a grain replica of an animal and just put that in Ahuti. So, the Vedas do have sections, because the Vedas are for all levels of people, they are Kalpataru. There are sections in the people in Tamaguna also. So, there it is said that you do animal sacrifice. In the Ramayana, in the Mahabharata, in the Bhagavatam, sometimes animal sacrifice is talked about. And live animals are killed. But, and there is no evidence that each time an animal is killed, the soul immediately gets a human form. That is ideally meant to happen, but is it that all of them were doing it that way? We don't know. But it was, that is a part of sacrifice. But then, eventually, when the overall society started becoming vegetarian, because of the influence of Buddhism, then when people started coming back to the Vedic fold also, the Acharya said that, Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Ramacharya, many places they said that, actually the principle is that you have to offer something to the fire. So, when people are meat eaters and they consider meat to be very valuable, then in the yajna you offer an animal. But if you can offer grains or you can offer an animal image made of something else, that will also do. And they quote appropriate verses for that. So we could say scripture is omniform. Omniform means within scripture there are many forms of practices given for people at different levels. So it is the acharyas who select the right forms which are best for elevating people at that particular level. So as vegetarianism is becoming more widespread in today's world, so we are also seeing that there are many Christians who write books about vegetarianism in Christianity. I have seen a couple of books which talk about vegetarianism in Islam also. So that ethos will also spread. So basically we don't have to, when people are practicing a particular religion coming from a particular context, then we don't have to necessarily always judge them from an absolute standard of morality. We can say that yes, meat eating is not good for one's spiritual elevation, but in their particular situation, if that religious process is elevating them upwards, then we appreciate that. Does that answer your question?